我们先读一段圣经好。
Let's read a passage from Scripture first.
在路加福音第十九章。
In Luke 19.
那从十一节到二十七节，那我们一起读。
From 11 to 27.
Yeah.
We'll read together.
很熟悉的，我们就从十二节好了。
Let's start from 12. Stop at 27.
好，请大家一起来。有一个贵胄往远方去。要德国回来，便叫了他十个仆人，交给他十锭银子，你们去做生意，只等到我回来。他本国的人却恨他，打发使者随后去说，我们不愿意这个人做我们的王。他既德国回来，就吩咐那领银子的仆人来，要他知道他们生意赚了多少。头一个人上来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了十锭。主人说，好，良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有管理，有权管理十座城。第二个来说，主啊，你这一锭银子赚了五锭。主人说，你可以管五座城。又一个人来说，主啊，看哪，你的一锭银子在这里，我把它包在手心里存着。我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收。主人对他说，你是恶仆，你要凭你的口定你的罪。你既然知道我是严厉的人，没有放下的要去拿，没有种下的还要去收，为什么不把银子交给银行，等我来的时候再等来的回来呢？就对旁边的站着人说，夺过他这一锭，给那十锭的。他们说，主啊，他已经有十锭。我告诉你们，凡有的还要给他，加给他；没有的，连他有的也要夺去。至于那些我的那些仇敌，不要我做他们王的，就把他拉来，在我面前杀了吧。对不起，我读的没你们读的快。那个。前段时间，那我就前几天我读的这段圣经，就是也就思想了一下我们上个周末的一个这个特别聚会。
Just a few days ago, I was reading this parable, and I was reflecting on our conference last week.
那我们也接触了这从那个 A&M 来的这几个传道人。
We talked to and interacted with those brothers and sisters from A&M.
那跟他们接触的时候，我觉得他们里面有一个特别的一个性情。
When talking with them, I felt that they had a very special characteristic.
就是他们有一个特别的一个安静。
They had a quietness about them.
他们有一个特别的安静，是我觉得是我没有的。
A quietness that I personally don't quite have.
我觉得一个在外面一个特别在一个那样特别环境里面传道的这些弟兄姊妹。
Feel like for those people that preach in such countries and locations.
特别听了他们的一些故事之后。
Locations such as they, and when I heard their stories.
我觉得都是好像是在那个一些的这种action movie, 这种动作片电影里面的那些情景一样。
Many of it sounded very dramatic to me, like you find in action movies.
那我想大家特别对那个 Kareem, 那个从埃及来的那个弟兄。
I think a lot of you are, especially for the Egyptian brother on Saturday when he preached, his name is Kareem.
可能是印象也比较深一点。
Perhaps you had, you remembered most, he left an impression on you probably.
那在这个分组的时候，星期天分组有个那个 work group 的时候。
On Sunday after the message when we broke up into workshops.
那我们到那个就是南亚，东南亚那个地区的那个区。
We went to the Southeast Asia group.
那我就听到那些的弟兄姊妹说某某的一个弟兄。
I heard the people who shared certain brother, a certain sister's husband.
A brother.
Or a certain brother that somebody knows.
他服侍一百个教会。
He serves 100 churches.
另外一个弟兄服侍三百个教会。
And yet another brother serves 300 churches.
So,回去的时候，四林就会跟我一起讲，他说：“哎，这个怎么可能呢
？”On the way home, my wife was very skeptical and said to me, "Well, how is that even possible?"
对啊，他说这个教会是多大一个教会啊？
How big are these churches exactly?
但你知道我们在这里信主之后，我们的印象教会就是这样。
After we're here for a while and we believe in the Lord for a while, we think this is what church looks like.
有一个主给我们祝福，有个很漂亮的，至少有一个 building 来着。
God gives us a great blessing. At least the building itself is a great blessing.
那有一群这样的敬拜的方式，有这样的敬拜组。
We have certain traditional ways of worshiping here.
那我想在那里的弟兄姊妹聚会的时候，
I would think that brothers who gather in over there,
我们也知道我们真正的教会就是我们主耶稣的身体就是我们自己。
We come to understand that the church of God is a body of believers, His own body.
只有两三个人奉主的名聚会，那就是神的教会。
Two or three brothers or sisters gather together. That's the church.
他没有分享那个具体上一个教会多少人。
He didn't specify exactly how many people in each church.
但是他用那个菲律宾几个岛，一个许多小岛做个例子。He used
the islands in the Philippines as an illustration.
可能每个岛在那里得救的基督徒在那里就是一个。
Perhaps each little island near the Philippines are one church each.
那我想我们用教会这个词是一个很泛称的一个用法。
So I think when we use the term church, we have a very technical way way of defining it.
Very literal way
of defining it when we say the word church.
我们当然是教会只有一个。
But we know that there's only one church.
那是一个 universal 的，是一个。 是基督的身体,
a global universal church. It's the body of Christ.
每个聚会的地方，那都是一个神的教会的一个缩影，一个小体。
But each location of worship is just a part of this body.
就像我们这个聚会一样。
Like us.
那我想这段对我一个提醒。
So this passage is a good reminder for me.
那神会让一些不可能的事情，我们想象不到的事情变得可能。
God introduces possibilities to those things that are impossible.
因为这个工不是我们人来做的。
Because the work itself of growing is not our own work.
自己做的。
But God Himself, work of God Himself.
那我想在我们中国的当福音复兴的时候，
I think that when the gospel revives in China,
那这个事情我想也是不是罕见的事情。
It wouldn't be a rare occasion either when that happens.
那在这里面，他说圣经里有十个仆人。
Here it says in this parable there are 10 servants.
每个人给一锭银子。
Every single servant was given one minus.
那这个在原文上那个是个小钱而已。
A minus is a very small amount of money.
就像我们中国那个，我想我当时读圣经，一锭银子就是一大锭银子，不是那个一大锭银子。
When I read it, I thought it was a larger amount, like some kind of gold piece, but it's not. It's very small.
那他们回来之后，有一个人就赚了十个。
So one of the servants, when he came,
有一个呢就赚了五锭。
When came back, he earned 10. Another earned 5.
另外一个人呢，他不是像其他的比喻，把它埋在土里，他放在手巾里，可能揣在怀里。
In another parable, a person he just left it in his handkerchief and put it in his pocket. And then periodically he took it out and looked at it and said, what should I do with this? How can I use it? But the point was, before the Lord came back, he didn't use it. So that one minus is still
one piece of money. 那当然我们知道很熟悉这个最后主的讲法就是这样子。
We know that the reaction of this master was like so, like we just read.
有一定呢，他就做十个，十定呢就做十个城的王。
The one who earned 10 minus rules over 10 cities.
那五定呢就是五个城的王。
5 will judge 5 cities.
那一定呢，他至少应该做一个城的王，对不对？ Those who have
won and earned one, they should at least be in charge of one, right?
他没有得到。
He did not.
那他这一个城呢，给谁的？给那个十锭。But
that city was given to the one who had 10, who earned 10.
主给那个十锭的不是一锭银子。Lord
giving this one who earned 10 was not one minus.
因为那一锭银子在 奖罚的时候，在最高的奖赏的时候，那一锭银子也不再有任何的价值了，对不对？一个锭银子跟一座城来比来说。
Because when you compare the reward, it's nothing compared to the minus itself.
所以那个人失去的奖赏是一座城的奖赏。
So that person who earned ten, he
那个拿一锭的失去的。
Oh, the one who earned nothing lost this one city.
那个人得到是得到一座城的，多得了一座城的奖赏。
But the other guy who earned ten earned one more.
所以这是对我们一个提醒。
This is a reminder to us.
那另外一点，他这个环境，那些人都不喜欢他们。
Another thing we have to remember that these servants did not like this master.
是在一个艰苦的环境下去做。
So they earned all these extra minus in a very difficult situation.
那我想这些来的布道的这些的弟兄姊妹，好像他们在那个环境，就在那个环境里。
So I think these brothers that came and sisters that came last week, they're kind of in this situation.
那主给他们很多，从他们里面，他们不喜欢留在这里，不喜欢留在美国。
So what the Lord has given them, they don't like to remain here in the U.S.
这里他们有许多的局限。
I feel like here they have many limitations.
他们要回到埃及去，回到中东去，在那里可以，因为主给他们托付在那里。
So they want to go back to their own countries or to other nations because the Lord has given it to them.
对我来说是一个很大的一个鼓励。
To me, it's a great encouragement.
我们都喜欢留在一个舒适。熟悉的环境下。
We as people like to stay comfortable.
有时候把神的恩典拿出来分享一下。
Sometimes we take out the grace of God and share it a little bit.
这是主给我的一锭银子。
This is my one minus.
但是呢，主说你要去赚。
But God said you must earn more.
那问题在这里，这有几个仆人
？The problem here, how many servants are here?
这有十个。
There's ten of them.
神在这里警告了，用有三个人做我们的例子。
God has used three of the ten people as a warning to us.
那七个人在哪里？
Where's the seven?
七个人就在这里。
The other seven are here.
我们就是那七个。
We are the seven.
那七个不是神就不审判了。
It doesn't mean that God will just ignore those seven.
We are the seven. 我们就是那七个。
We are those seven. He will judge us too.
我们可以说，主，你为什么把这个给他？
We can say, well, why did you give this extra minus the city to the other guy?
但是我想这主接着上这接着这段圣经对我说话。
But I feel like God is speaking to me through this parable as well.
我们就是那七个。
We are the seven people.
我们每个人都有一定在手上。
We have one minus in our hands.
那我想对我来说有几件事情，就是说如果你在读书的话，我们在读书的话。
For example, if you're studying,
你可能要找工作。
You might be looking for a job.
如果主感动你回国的话。
But if God takes you back to China.
那你现在就要预备了。
You'll have to start to prepare.
怎么去赚那十锭银子
？How can you earn those ten minus?
那如果我们在这已经定居在美国了。
Now if we're permanent residents here already.
我们不知道现在。主到底给我们带前面的方向是怎么样？我们在寻求当中。
And we don't know the direction of our life that God has for us.
但是我们每天的生活中
，But in our daily life，
都是有机会。
We always have opportunity.
可以赚那更多的银子。
To earn more minus.
因为主要给我们奖赏。
Because God has His rewards for us.
那很简单一件事，最你可以在学校里面，可以印度人传福音，可以中国人传福音，不用跟印度人，就跟中国人传福音。就很多的机会给你。
It's a very simple concept. You can preach to the Chinese or Indians, not even Indians. It's easy to just preach to a Chinese person.
好好为我们的家人祷告。
To witness and pray for our family, our friends, our coworkers.
给你讲同样语言的，不同语言的。
People who speak our language who don't quite speak our language.
如果这是我们的 starting point 的话。
If this is our starting point.
神会带领我们下一步。
God will lead us to the next step afterwards.
如果我们不 start somewhere, 如果我们从了一没有一步开始的话
，If we don't take the first step to start somewhere,
你也别想更远的。
Forget the future.
那另外一点，我想这是我们今天就可以做的。
Another thing is, I feel like this is something we can do now.
当然是，如果主感动我们，给我们更远、更长远的、更大的一个工厂。
But if God gives us a bigger field or a bigger chance.
求主在我们中间做起那个工作来。
We ask our Lord to help us to start doing His work.
还有另外一点，做个广告。
Another thing, let me advertise for a moment.
就12月, 我们有福音聚会。
We have a gospel meeting in December.
那今天呢, 我们就开始在楼下, 6号教室有祷告聚会, 是吧, 甚至吗?
So starting today, we have a prayer meeting for it in the classroom downstairs.
Yeah, classroom 6.
Classroom number 6.
希望更多的弟兄姊妹来参加。
We hope more brothers can come attend.
所以我们听到了, 我们看见了。
We have heard, we have seen.
我想我们把它用在我们实际的行动上。
Can try to act it out ourselves.
谢谢。
这一次那个讲员来讲的，我读一下那个马太福音28章18到20节。
Let me read Matthew 28:18-20.
他说：“耶稣近前来，对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我，说你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。” 奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。18-20.
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Spirit." And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
然后另外一节大家都很熟悉，就是《使徒行传》第1章第8节。
Another passage very familiar to all, Acts 1:8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，在并在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
这一次的特别聚会，这些人来跟我们分享了很多。This
meeting last week, the brothers and sisters shared many things with us.
让我们每一个人知道我们必须。 第一，我们要知道我们必须传福音哦，没有传福音就有祸。Letting
us know that we are supposed to, we must preach the gospel because it says in the Bible, "Woe to us if we don't, woe to me if I don't preach."
这是我们常常觉得哦，我们在这个附近传福音就好了。And
we think to ourselves, "Oh, well, we'll just, you know, preach around the neighborhood."
而且是少数的人去传福音就好，我就是好好的追求。
And only a few select ones will go. I will keep myself busy with drawing near to God. But God does not speak to us this way. Whether it's here in the neighborhood or at the end of the earth, it is God who sends you.
如果大家都只是在附近传福音的话，那中国可能就没有得到福音。戴德森怎么会去中国？如果大家都follow这样的话，if
everyone preached around their neighborhood in their own comfort zone, then China would never have been evangelized. Hudson Taylor would never have gone.
剑桥七节的人也是一样的。剑桥七节。 Anyway.
Some other places would never have been evangelized.
The
Cambridge something.
所以这一次在这边的话，我们大家都听到很多，但是对我来说印象最深刻的。We
heard much, but to me the most impressionable part
就是Father K哦。
Was Brother Kareem.
他介绍了, 在中东的一些基督徒的情形哦。
He introduced some of the conditions of the church in Middle East.
他们那些人不是只是穆斯林哦，他们是念《可兰经》，那叫什么？
Quran.
Islam.
Not only Muslims, but Islams also reading the Quran.
对，如果你想要成为一个基督徒，如果是你是单身女子的话，你。
If you want to be a Christian and you're a single lady,
你就可能家里一定依着或者把你杀死，或者是你就或者你就被关起来。
Your own family will either kill you or you will be locked up in jail.
第三个 option 就是你就突然不见了，人家是。突然失踪了，以后都找不到你。
Or you'll suddenly just disappear, and no one can find you.
如果你是已经结婚的 couple 的话
，If you are married,
结婚的女子的话，那个丈夫就可能把你休掉。
And if you are a married woman over there, then your husband will divorce you.
或者是把你杀死。
Or he will kill you himself.
那如果是结婚两个都一起信主的话
，If you are a married couple who both come to the Lord，
对 ，either 把你杀死，或者就以后就不认你。
The government will kill you both, or you can never come back.
然后他分享说，有一对 couple 他们信主了，他们的父母就把他锁在那个他们家的。房子里，然后用火把它烧，他们烧死。
One example comes to mind when he says a particular couple, a husband and wife, their own parents, when they found out that they believed in Jesus, burned down their house.
然后，如果是男的信主的话，因为男的可能他们也讲原因，不过 most 大部分的人就是父母会不认他，然后。可能把他关起来，杀死比较少一点。
If it's just a man and he comes to the Lord, it's a little more lenient. They won't kill him, but he'll either arrest him or disown him.
所以这些我听到的话，我觉得我们在这边的
So hearing these things, I feel like us over here are
基督徒太舒适了。
Christians here are too comfortable.
然后我觉得让我们的心胸能够更开阔一点。
And also it helps us to expand our knowledge or our vision.
让我们的 heart
open up our hearts a little bit more.
然后我觉得他最后结论的时候讲的很扎心哦。
So I feel like what he concluded with was very, very piercing to our hearts, convicting.
他讲之前特别说向大家抱歉哦，希望大家原谅哦。
He said he started with an apology. He apologized to everybody.
他说。他说我们现在的基督徒有一点他把它描述的比较这个赤肉一点哦，像一个 animal 一样哦。
He used an example. He says Christians like us, it's a very crude example. We are like animals.
一天24小时这样吃休息entertain 玩乐最后就这样。
So we have a constant cycle of eat, rest, entertainment over and over again.
当然也包括我们如果读圣经啊，我觉得说不单是 apply 到我们个人，也 apply 到我们教会。
Of course, it might apply to a little reading of the scripture. It doesn't apply to just us as individuals, but as a church as a whole.
我们是不是每天的生活中就在这个？routine 在这个规则规律当中这样过下去。
Are we not in this kind of exact routine living day to day?
他说我们应该在我们的生活中过一些比较有意义的时候, the life should be something meaningful.
He said we should live a very meaningful life with certain meaningful days, very meaningful days.
所以, 但宣教只是其中一个,
of course, missions is just one aspect.
那不管你是怎么样去做, 你在附近, 或者是神给你使命,
no matter what are the things you do, maybe around the neighborhood or wherever the Lord sends you.
但是我也知道说这个mission不是唯一的神的使命,
I also know missions is not the only commission. Not the only part of the commission.
你能够在家自己的小孩或者是你个人的 能够结出九种果子, 这也是 part of the 你的 life will be meaningful.
You can through your own time at home or with your children exercise your time to produce the 9 kinds of fruits in the spirit.
但是我们不能 就是活在一个传统里面,
but we can't live in a tradition, in just a tradition.
我们也不能教会在这边觉得在这个地方我们这样的聚会就很满足了,
nor can we be fully satisfied with just gathering like this week in week out.
当初神让我们有这个会所在这边有他的目的,
almost 20 years ago when Lord gave us this church building, he had a purpose.
我们左右看看,
look to your left and right.
左右看看, 现在聚会的人还都是一样的, 除了少数一两个, 都是一样人种,
we see pretty much other than a few people, we're all still from the same nation, all Chinese.
我们在这边聚会了差不多20年了,
it's been 20 years that we gathered here.
所以我们希望我们能够更多的
so I hope we can better understand our Lord's heart toward us in terms of this commission.
I want to thank Brother Joe because he put up the scripture I was going to share with you.
刚才打出来的经文就是我要跟大家分享，which is
Matthew 28:18-20.
就是马太福音28章18-19-20。I
was. I met a young guy that I hadn't met before this morning, and he said he was here for 3 months.
Jeremy.
I met somebody.
Okay. 那今天早上我遇到了一个弟兄，是三个月都没见面了。
And I said to him, I've been here for 8 years. I have been here for 8 years.
我跟他讲说我来这里八年了。
And it kind of surprises me. The 8 years went by pretty fast.
这八年过得非常快，让我很惊讶。
But I know the Lord put me here. I know the Lord put me here.
我知道神把我摆在这里。
And many of you have become some of my closest friends.
当中一些弟兄姐妹成为我最亲密的朋友。
And I pray for you, and I pray for this church just about every day.
我们几乎每天都为你们也为这个教会祷告。
And during this missions weekend that we had,
那么在上个礼拜宣教周,
if you were here on Saturday during the question and answer time, the subject of God's will came up.
那么如果礼拜六你参加了问题解答的话，有一个问题就是神的旨意。
So if you weren't here then, you can hear it on, you can get it online on our website.
那如果你在这的话，你就会听到在网上也有。
But I was wondering how I would answer that question.
那我曾经想我怎么回答这个问题。
And it used to take me a long time to answer that question, but now I have a very short answer.
那么过去呢，我花了好多时间想这个问题，现在我有一个非常简单的答案。
What I realized is that the first thing is that if you're a believer in Christ, you are God's will.
那么我意识到的第一点就是，如果你是一个基督徒的话，那么你就是神的旨意的一部分。
The scripture says we were chosen in Him before He even made the world.
在圣经里面告诉我们说, 在创世之前我们就被神所拣选。
So particularly young people, if you're looking for God's will, look in the mirror and say, you are God's will.
对于年轻人来说, 如果你要寻求神的旨意的话, 你看一下镜子就对自己说, 你就是神的旨意。
And the second thing is 99% of the will of God is in this book. 99% of it.
那么第二件事就是说, 在圣经里面, 99% 这里面是,
we worry about,
是神的话,
we, most of us, all of us, young or old, we tend to worry about the 1% that isn't in here exactly.
那么我们当中很多人, 不管是年轻人也好,
我们重点是放在那个
1%不在世界上不在这里的那个1%。
We worry about where will I go to school? Who will I marry? What job will I get? How will I survive in this crazy world?
那么我们大多数人所忧虑的是上哪一个学校，跟谁结婚，做什么工作。
But we need to pay attention to this book.
如何来应付我们遇到的各种问题。
99% of what we need to know is in here, and it starts with Romans 12, 1 and 2.
那么其实呢，我们所需要知道的 99% 都在圣经里面，从罗马书第十二章第一节那里。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
"You didn't choose me; I chose you."
不是你们拣选了我，乃是我拣选了你们。
And then Paul writes in Romans 12, 1 and 2 that the result of all of the fact that God chose us is we need to give ourselves totally to Him.
那么保罗在罗马书十二章第一节第二里面就总结说，神之所以拣选我们呢，是要让我们把自己完全献给神。
Present your body a living sacrifice.
把身体当作活祭。
It means take your brand new life in Christ and your whole self and give it back to God and let Him do with it what He knows is best.
那么把自己身体当作活祭献给神的意思就是说，把我们信主之后，把这个新生命完全交在神的手中，让他来决定做什么。James
said, "Be doers of the word, not just listeners."
雅各也告诉我们说，不但要听到，还要行道。And
the verses that are up on the well, they moved them now. Put Matthew 28 back up.
马太福音第28章。
Look at what it says there. In English it says, "Go therefore
and make disciples."
I want to tell you something that the, I don't know how it is in the Chinese, but the most English translations miss it.
那我要跟大家讲一件事情，我不知道中文是怎么翻的，但在英文的翻译当中，大多数都漏掉了一个词。
The best way to translate this verse in English is,
在英文中最好的翻译乃是,
as you go, or having gone,
还说你们去了以后,
make disciples.
使万民做我的门徒。
And the Lord has challenged me with that in my own life since the time I was 19 years old.
当我19岁开始, 神就在我生命中这样来向我挑战。
And I've not always been very good at it.
我常常失败。
But think about it. If the imperative was to go, all of us Christians would be flying all over the world, constantly going.
像如果呢，这是神的一个命令，我们可以想象的，那么基督徒就应该一直的出去。
We would never stay in a place long enough to make any disciples.
那么我们就没有时间呢，在一个地方可以使人做门徒。
You wouldn't need a house because you'd have to have a tent because you'd be flying around and just keep moving and going from place to place.
那么你就不可能有一个房子呢，你是需要带着一个帐篷到处走动。
But here you are, many of you, you have gone to America.
那么我们当中很多人来到了美国。
Others of us have been born here.
那自从我在这里出生之后。
But as we go,
当我们出去的时候,
our work,
我们的工作,
our school,
我们的学校,
where we live,
我们生活的地方,
we need to be having this vision to do the imperative thing, to make disciples.
我们都需要有这样的心智, 就是尊重神的命令来使万民做门徒。
That's what it's all about.
这就是神的话。
And you may say, "Oh, we're just a bunch of Chinese people on a corner in Newark."
那么你可能想到的只是呢，在你附近的一些中国人。
Here's a whole neighborhood around us.
我们周围有许多的邻居。
God put you here as you went. We're here.
神把我们放在这里。
Your kids are born here.
你们的孩子在出生在这里。
People like me showed up one day.
那像我这样的人也会出现。
So what are we going to do?
我们怎么办呢？
God has already here. We don't have to go real far, but we've got to have the burden for lost people.
那么神就在这里，不需要我们去寻找，但是我们需要有负担去寻找人。
And a little over 2 years ago,
大概两年多之前，
when I was praying for this church, the Lord began.
当我为这个教会祷告的时候，
the Lord began putting on my heart, we need a bigger vision.
神在我心里面。有一句话就是我们需要更大的意向。
A bigger vision for God's work in this world.
为神在这个世界上的工作，我们能够得到更大的意向。
And so we gradually began planning this missions weekend.
那么就开始慢慢的来为这个宣教周来做安排，做计划。
But as I thought about that, I also heard something else from the Lord.
那么当我在预备这件事的时候呢，我还听到神对我说其他的话。
He was saying to me,
他对我说
，The church needs a bigger vision, but what about you?
教会需要更大的意向，那么你呢
？And when I was 19, I stood up in a meeting when I was in Bible college.
那我19岁在圣经学院的时候，有一次我在一个聚会上讲话。
The speaker was challenging us.
那么在参加一个聚会，那个讲员向我们发出挑战。
He said, "Will you go anywhere, do anything at any time that God wants you to do?"
你能够听从神的呼召，在任何时候，在到任何地点去做神要你做的事
？And I was sitting way in the back.
那我坐在很后面，很后面。
And all around me, my friends and classmates were standing up.
我周围所有的朋友同学他们都站起来。
And it was a big fight for me to stand up.
那么在我里面有很大的征战，我要让我站起来。
I felt like I had a pile of concrete blocks on my lap.
那么我觉得在我的腿上有很重很重的一堆石头。
But I stood up finally.
但是呢，我站起来。
And I can honestly tell you, I never went back on that vow.But I haven't always been the best at fulfilling it.
那么我将告诉大家，我从来没有违背我发的那个誓言。虽然呢，我有许多的挣扎。
And I always have had a burden to do the Lord's work, but there was one thing, just one thing.
那我一直有负担来为神做工，但是只有一件事。
That I think I didn't say it in so many words, but I think I told God I won't do that.
我跟神说我没有很多话，但是跟神说我不去做。
Or I don't want to do that.
我不想去做。
You know what it was?
是什么？
Was be a missionary.
就是呢，成为一个宣教士。
Because being a missionary means you have to go out and raise money so you can do it.
做一个宣教士就说呢，你需要去筹款，你才能够成为宣教士。
But 2 years ago, the Lord was saying to me, "What about you?"
那么两年以前，神对我说，你到底怎样？
And I got convicted about that one thing.
那么呢，我就确信了一件事。
And here I am in Newark.
我现在在 Newark.
With all of you.
和大家一起。
And by the way, what's funny about this church is not many of us live in Newark. We live way out there, and we come all the way to here on Sunday.
关于这间教会有一件很有趣的事，就是没有人住在这里，我们都是礼拜天过来。
And I've told you this before. When you grow up in New Jersey, one of the last places you want to come to is Newark.
那么以前跟大家说过很多次，如果你是在新泽西成长起来的话，你知道你最不愿意做的一件事情就是到 Newark。
And I've told you this too, but some of you haven't heard it, so I'll say it again.
那我跟你们当中一些人说过这件事，但是因为有一些人没听过，所以我今天再讲一遍。
Sometimes I tell people I go to a Chinese church in Newark.
有的时候当我跟人家说我到Newark 参加一个中国人教会的时候
，And they look at me a little funny.
然后他们就会用很奇怪的表情看着我。
But I tell them,
我告诉他们说
，The weird thing is not the Chinese part.
那么，奇葩的事情呢，不是中国人这个方面。
The weird thing is the Newark part.
那奇葩的事情是讲到 Newark。
But here we all are.
但是我们就在这儿。
And so in seeking what the Lord wants for me, I've just felt this tremendous burden to get involved with international student ministry as a missionary.
那么在我寻求神的时候，神就把这样的负担交给我，就是呢要在国际学生之中来传福音。
And there's a group called International Students Incorporated.
那么有一个机构叫做 International Student Incorporated.
That works on college campuses specifically with international students.
他们在校园，特别在国际学生当中做工。
And so I'm in the process now of applying to become a staff member with that mission group.
那么我现在正在申请成为他们当中的一个成员。
And initially it'll probably be part-time.
那么可能成为部分时间的。
And it's going to be hopefully right here in Newark at NJIT and Rutgers Newark.
那么希望有一天呢，他们能够来到 NJIT, Newark NJIT 的校园。
Because there's 5,000 international students on that campus.
因为在那个校园有5,000个国际学生。
And what I love about this church is it has a burden for the Chinese international students on that campus. This church started out of that.
这个教会对于在那里的中国学生有这样的负担，让我非常感到欣慰。
But as we've already heard today, there's a lot of Indian people.
如果到那里的话，你还会发现还有很多的印度学生。
And there's others.
还有其他国家的学生。
So I just pray that I need you all to pray for me.
我曾经我需要大家为我这样祷告。
And I pray as well that some of you will see this greater vision. You don't have to go real far.
我也希望大家能够有这样更大的意向，你并不需要到远方去。
There's lost people right here.
在这里面就有失去的人。
And one of the greatest things that's happening now is international students come to the U.S. and they find Jesus.
那么在现在正在发生的一件最大的事，就是这些国际学生来到美国，他们认识了耶稣。
Some of them stay here, some of them go back, and they take Jesus back to their country.
有些人留在这里，有些人回去了，他们把耶稣带回到自己的国家。
So I guess what I'm saying is, would you just ask the Lord, will you take Romans 12, 1 and 2, just give him your whole life?
那么我想大家真的是盼望大家，就是真的像罗马书第十二章第一节、第二节所说的那样，把你的身体献上当作活祭。
If you keep it yourself, you'll mess it up.
如果你为自己保留的话，你的生活就是一团糟。
He has a plan for you, but you're never going to find it out unless you give him everything.
神对你有一个计划，但是如果你不把自己交给神的话，你就不会发现那个计划。
And you may say, oh, I'm too old to do this. No, you're not. I'm an old guy. I'm at the end of my life.
那么你也许会对自己说我太老了。不，你并不老。我已经都这么老了。我这一生都快要过去了。
I want to spend the rest of it as much as possible talking to people about Jesus.
我希望用我的余生尽量跟人来讲到耶稣。
And helping believers grow.
让信徒能够成长。
And we can all do that.
我们都可以这样做。
It's do we sit here and we just soak up stuff, all the spiritual stuff that's for us?
我们不能单单只坐在这里来所谓的属灵的追求。
Or do we care that Jesus came to save lost people?
还是我们真的是像有主耶稣基督那样的心，他来到这个世界上来拯救世上的人。
Every one of us.
我们每一个人。
Every one of us can be a missionary right here.
我们每一个人都可以成为这里的宣教士。
And the challenge, you may say, well, I'm Chinese. How can I reach that other person? Don't worry about that. God's been doing that for centuries.
那么，你也许会担心说，我是一个中国人，我怎么跟其他的人传福音？你不需要担心。
He just wants to know that we're available.
他神只需要找能够使用的器皿。
So that's.That's what I have on my heart to share with you.
这就是在我心里面跟大家要分享。
And I love all of you. I just praise the Lord for you.
我爱大家每一位，我真的是为大家祷告。
And I should mention too, my brother Paul, who was up here before, our Sunday school class today, we're going to have a little brainstorming session on what we can do to reach this neighborhood around the church.
我也想跟大家提哈，就是我跟英奎，我们那个组，我们大家现在在思考。 怎么样能够把福音传给我们周围的人？
I don't have any,
这个教会周围的人。
I don't have any great ideas, so maybe you do, but I'd like you to come down to room 4, if you want to join us to talk about
that. 我现在没有什么好的想法，但是也许你可以有，欢迎大家到四号教室来。
Thank you.
好，那我们今天的聚会就到这里。
Oh, hi. I got bamboozled. I got, so I was going to share, but then a lot of other people came up. So, yeah. Okay. So last week I was listening to Brother P.R. Mizra share.
上礼拜我在听 P.R. 弟兄分享。
And he was talking about how we minister out of our love for God and our love, yeah.
那么他里面分享到我们对神的爱。
And I'm in, like, so I recently, so I just started college this year, and I learned a lot about myself and growing in Christ on my own.
那么今年呢，我上了大学，那么我学到了很多的功课，就是怎样呢，在基督里面长进。
I learned a lot about what God means to me and how God has worked in my life.
那么我也认识了，对神增加了很多的认识，也认识他怎样在我的生命里面来做工。
But I've also learned that what I've learned, what, that not everybody accepts God.
那么我也呢学习了在怎样来
Not everybody accepts God.
我也发现呢，并不是每一个人都接受了神。
I was talking to one of my friends, and she was trying to share the gospel with one of her other friends.
嗯哼，那么我认识了一个朋友，她呢试图跟另外一个人传福音。
She said she didn't need God because she already had a good sense of morals.
那么那个听的人呢，他说他不需要神，因为呢他已经道德标准已经很高了。
I also tried to share the gospel with one of my friends, but she said it wasn't the right time for her.
那么我也试图呢跟我一个朋友分享，他说呢换一个，这个时间不大好。
And that's okay.
那没有关系。
Like sometimes we try to force.Our teaching and what we've seen in the Bible to other people.
那么有的时候，如果我们强迫去教导别人的时候，在圣经里面就让我们看到。
But what Brother Mizra shared to me was, it's through our love for God, and that it's because of our love for God. That's what other people see, and that's how they come to Christ.
那么我们从弟兄的分享里面看到，传福音呢，其实是因为。我们对神的爱，那么呢，其他人看到的乃是这份爱。
On Saturday, they had a Q&A, and they were talking about how to share to people who have hardened their hearts to God.
那么礼拜天问题解答的时候，其中有一个问题就是怎样向那些心硬的人传福音。
And they told me that you can spout all the Bible verses you want, they're still not going to accept it.
那么他们跟我说，你可以把你知道的都讲出来的，人家也不会信。
So here comes the real challenge.
所以呢，真正的挑战。
How do we see God in our life?
怎样呢？在我们的生命当中，让他们看到神。
Past Bible verses, past sharings, past ministries. Regardless of those things.
Okay. 那么除了所有这些之外
when I walk, I have a lot of time when I'm walking back from classes and whatever. I have time when I walk back from classes.
那么当我从下课的时候
，And most of that time is thinking.
我有很多时间。
And most of that time is thinking, I'm not sharing the gospel enough. I'm not worshiping him enough.
那么我常常会想到自己呢，福音分享的不够，敬拜神的时间不够。
But the reality is that God works in our lives regardless of.
那么其实是呢，无论如何，神在我们生命当中来做工。
It's not out of our own sense of self that we have to share the gospel.
并不是说呢，我们自己感觉到需要去传福音。
I don't know if I can show a picture, but
I can get that.
I have a picture of one of my friends who got saved.
那么我这里呢有一张我朋友的照片，他得救了。
It was back in October.
是在十月份的时候。
I don't know if I can put the picture. Okay. He was one of my really close friends.
但是我最亲近的一个朋友。
And he had learned about God before.
他过去听过神。
But But over the course of high school and middle school, he had fallen away and hadn't really looked toward God.
那么呢, 在这段时间, 他上了大学之后, 有一段时间, 啊, 他就退后了, 他就, 啊, 不去追求认识神。
And when he came to God, I saw why we actually share the gospel.
那么通过他我就看到为什么我们要分享福音。
We share the gospel because we love seeing people come back to him.
因为我们分享福音, 因为我们看, 我们愿意看到世上的人回到神来。
It's not just our duty.
不单单是我们的责任。
The Bible just doesn't tell us to go share the gospel.
圣经告诉我们说要去分享福音。
It's because we love other people.
因为我们的爱, 因为我爱其他的人。
And that love comes from God that he's shown to us in the first place.
而这个爱呢, 首先是从神来的, 因为他先爱了我们。
My friends are really close to me, and it was such a, it was a really, really happy day when I saw him actually come to Christ.
我的朋友跟我非常非常的亲密, 所以当我看他接受基督的时候, 我心里面非常的喜乐。
Do we have that same love for the other brothers and sisters in our life?
那么我们在我们的生命中, 是不是应该有更多这样的喜乐?
Several brothers and sisters up here have shared about going out to other people.
那么有一些弟兄姐妹上来, 这里面来分享他们, 去帮助, 啊, 其他的人。
But it is almost guaranteed that all of us have friends who are not Christian.
那么我们每个人都有不信主的朋友。
In my case, my friend had gone to church before, but she stopped in middle school and high school.
那么我这个情况呢, 这是我朋友, 他曾经去过教会, 但是在中, 啊, 在高中的时候, 他就停止去教会了。
My friend's friend in middle school and high school was interested in going to church, but never had the time to.
那我朋友的朋友呢, 在高中的时候, 他们有兴趣去教会。
And now, especially in college, there's so much stress and so much pressure that's put on you.
那么特别在大学的时候, 你会有很多的压力。
And especially for me, I feel like I get pressured from school, from career, from finding a career, and I start to lose sight of God.
那特别是呢, 我也是这样, 就学业上的压力, 啊, 工作, 啊, 将来, 啊, 事业上的压力, 让我渐渐就失去了那个目光。
But in a more practical manner,
但是更实际的说,
we don't trust God and we give him everything in a day.
那么我们因为 没有信靠神到一个地步, 每天把一切都交给他,
it takes a little bit.
总是呢, 一点一点,
just like how we don't share the gospel with someone in a day.
就好像我们跟人家分享福音的时候,
we might not see them have immediate effect.
也许我们不会看到,
but as we show God's love toward them,
但是当我们把神的爱向他们显明的时候,
and as we learn more about God's love toward us,
那么他们就会 通过我们来一点一点更多认识神,
it can draw them even further to Christ. And in the case of my friend who learned about God,
那么在我朋友的情况就是,
he's experienced God's love and that he's been neglecting it for the past couple of years.
那么他就经历到了神,
and I find that it's so great.
那么真的,
just,
yeah, go ahead.
I find that it's just so great because he's shown that love to us.
那么真的是我也, 让我, 非常非常的高兴, 因为看到呢, 他也爱我,
and especially the people who haven't heard of that love before,
特别是那些过去没有听到神的爱的人,
to know that all your pressures, all your stresses can just be given up to him,
就可以知道你所有的一切压力都可以交给他,
and that you're not alone in this fight, and you're not alone in your walk through the world.
那么你在这条路上并不孤单,
I find that extremely precious.
非常, 我发现这是非常宝贵。
Thank you.